Exercise 1. Flow. The Twilight Pool. Let us begin. Assume a comfortable position, and we will set out on our journey into a state of deep meditation and begin construction of your shadow realm. Using your normal method for meditation, begin now, but do not try to envision any particular thing or place. Just achieve a deeply relaxed state of being. You are not traveling to a time or to a place, but into nothingness. A complete and absolute void surrounds you. Even my voice is a sound of the void itself. There is nothing to touch or see. You do not feel hot or cold. You can feel no sensation of any kind, only the peace and solitude of emptiness. There is no ground beneath you, no sky above you. Free from ties of any kind, you float in the vastness of the void. Your mind is barren of concern or thought. You are only aware of floating inside of nothingness. You are calm, relaxed, and completely free. You are more at peace with yourself and your surroundings than you have ever been before. Drift here for a time until you become one with this emptiness. Now you hear a sound that does not startle you. Instead, it draws your interest to an area of space directly below you. As you look down, you see that somehow a pile of stones has appeared within the void. They are the manifested symbols of the first building blocks. You envisioned them the moment you learned you would be constructing a shadow realm. Without physically touching these stones, examine them carefully. Take note of their size, shape, and color. Now that you are familiar with these stones, you realize that it is now up to you to use them to construct something. But what? You notice that lying next to the pile of stones is a perfectly rolled parchment. It is bound by a simple black ribbon. You pick up this scroll and run your fingers over it, feeling the roughness of the paper and the smoothness of the ribbon. As you untie it, the ribbon vanishes into the void, and the scroll floats out of your hands and unrolls itself before you. On the parchment, in what appears to have been written by a very artistic and ancient hand, appear 5 words. Blueprint for a mirror frame. This and nothing more. It appears that the architect neglected to finish the plans. You are puzzled by this, but only for a moment. Soon, you are astonished to see that very faint lines and words are beginning to form on the parchment. As their vagueness slowly begins to give way to crisp, clean lines, you suddenly realize that you are the draftsman of the plans. This is a drawing of the mirror frame you envisioned the very moment you read the title on the parchment. You must now decide where construction of the stone frame will begin, but do not begin building it just yet. carefully choose a place in the void that feels right. This is where you will be able to work readily. You are now satisfied with your decision. Using only magic and your will, move the stones to the spot you have chosen. Do not physically touch them. You are eager to begin work, so you mentally lift the first stone, marveling at its beauty. Suddenly, you realize that something is needed to bond the stones together. Without warning, to your left, a small shimmering pool of energy appears. If pressed to describe it, you might liken it to moonlight reflecting off the ripples in a slowly moving stream. As you examine this pool more closely, you see that it is slowly spinning in reverse. It is a counterflow of energy. You have the perception that all time is rotating within its vortex. Gazing upon it makes you feel as if you could draw the very breath of magic itself from its center and manifest it inside of you. Before you can contemplate this wonder any further, to your right, another pool of energy appears. It comes as quickly and deliberately as the first. It does not shimmer in quite the same way as the other, however. The rays shining off this pool are brighter and more intense. They look like unobstructed sunlight reflecting off the points on a mighty ocean wave. Between its bright flashes of light, you see that the energies in this pool are advancing in a forward flow. As you look deeper, you can see all life circling within this pool in perfect harmony. These two pools of energy fascinate you, and you open yourself completely to them. You focus your mind to gain deeper concentration, and you raise an open hand to the pool of counterflow energy. You tug at it just enough to feel it tingle, but not enough to draw it to you. You lift your other hand to the pool of flow energy to your right and experience it in the same way. Like a dream within a dream, still yourself for a time. Using only your third eye, experience the sensations of these two energy pools. Become acquainted with the differences between them and how the flow and counterflow behave. Now that you feel you have gained a good understanding of the flow and counterflow within these pools, you bring your attention back to the void. Far off in the distance, to your left, you can see an unmistakable vision of moonlight, but you cannot see the moon from which it beams. To your right, you see the light of the sun, just as if it has barely broken the horizon. But you cannot see the sun itself, as it has not yet fully risen. The lights from both sources grow stronger and more intense, each threatening to overcome the other, when suddenly, a great surge of power pervades the void. Sunlight and moonlight intermingle and become one. Sun and moon now hang together in perfect balance. Twilight illuminates your realm, and shall from this time forward. The very first recognizable symbols now exist within your realm. A ghostly crescent floats above the pool of counterflow, and a softly glowing golden orb hangs over the pool of flow. From these pools of the sun and the moon, of flow and counterflow, you will be able to draw power and create anything you need within your realm. You realize that equal parts from each pool must be used to maintain a balance within these energies. Now that you have experienced these two flows without prejudice, it is time to bring your magical self to full attention within the void. It is time to mix some mortar. Once again, you extend your hand towards the moon pool and draw from it a ball of counterflow energy. As you feel its power pulse and revolve around your hand and wrist, you are charged with anticipation. You beckon to the sun pool with your other hand and pull from it an equal amount of flow energy. You hold it tightly in your grasp. You draw in a deep breath and feel the ball of counterflow energy as it builds in strength and its spiral gains in momentum. You breathe out, and the ball of flow energy balloons and pulses with unbelievable power. The two forces are attracted to each other like the opposite poles of a magnet. It takes all of your effort to keep them apart. You find the strength to keep them separated for a few more moments, but they are growing stronger. You feel their energies enveloping your arms and flowing down your sides and around your legs. They stream back towards your hands. Now they are moving faster with each pass. They are building to a blur of speed and power. Faster and faster they flow around you. Faster and faster, you quickly envision the mirror. With all of your will, you spread your arms as far apart as you can. You push and hold. You see the image of the mirror frame in your mind. It is the goal. You stop resisting and release the energies. The streams join together with the force of a super collider and blast forward into the pile of stones. Creation explodes before you in a plume of power. A shockwave of magical energy races outward toward you, but you are not afraid. You open yourself completely to the surging flood of power and energy. As it reaches you, you extend your entire being toward it in wonder and anticipation, and you merge with it like water into water. And you flow with it through the void. It washes you up higher and higher. The void fills with energy, and you feel as though you are spinning perfectly within it, flowing forward and spiraling inward at the same time. Now you feel a tremendous thrust of speed. You are being propelled around the perimeter of a gigantic circle. You see that the energy flood is creating a massive wall of stone that is encircling the void. You realize that the boundaries of your realm are being created. Protective walls of energy that guard it are being formed. Faster and faster you fly, higher and higher in a cone of power, until at last the flood of energy fills the circle. At last, you feel yourself slowly becoming solid again. You are returning to yourself as you separate from the flood. The flowing tides of energy have lost their momentum. You feel all movement stop within the void. And now there is nothing. You hang in the absolute center of your realm in perfect balance, feeling cleansed and renewed by the tides of energy. You have been bathed in energy, and now the bath begins to trickle off and drain away. As it flows down and away, you see that it is returning to the moon pool. As the last of this stream glides into the pool, you notice that a single drop of energy from the diminishing stream splashes into the pool of the sun. The golden orb floating above the sun pool flashes, and a brilliant spinning prism of crystalline energy floats gracefully up from the pool. The colors are unlike anything you have ever seen before. Glints of light sparkle and dance over each facet of the prism as the light pulses in and out. It dangles for a moment over the sun pool, as if held by a single gossamer thread. Then, it gently rises and glides towards the mirror frame constructed of stone and magic. In a final flash, as if the light itself sees that there is no looking glass inside the frame, the energy crystal enters the stone frame and floats into its center. The colors in the crystal begin to blur. The crystal melts and flows forth like liquid metal and fills the frame, creating a mirror that reflects from either side of the frame. You see that one side of the mirror cascades downward like living water and churns and bubbles at the base of the frame. Gazing upon the mirror, you feel peaceful and pleasant. It stirs your memory, and you recall the very first sunrise you ever beheld. As you move around, and look at the frame from the other side, you observe that the mirror on this side is flowing upward toward the top of the frame. The edges of the mirror ripple and stir in a subtle awakening of promise and magic. A distant, almost phosphorescent light pervades its surface. You feel as if you were witnessing the genesis of moonlight itself. Entranced, you move towards this new curiosity with fascination and hope. You reach towards the mirror, eager to touch it. But you don't touch it yet. It is now time for you to leave. The awakening world beckons to you, and you must answer its summons. You have accomplished much this day. Now it is time to find reverence within yourself for this fact. You instantly find yourself very relaxed and untroubled by concern or desire. You empty your mind and begin to float upwards towards your earthly self. Slowly, softly, you are floating towards the reality of the world. You are very near the edge now, between your shadow realm and the mundane. Very close. But just before you cross over, without longing or anticipation, you focus your eyes for one last glimpse of your new domain. You see the pools of flow and counterflow, sun and moon, still powerful, but growing distant and vague. You see the mighty walls of stone, a symbolic barrier that now encircles what was a void only moments ago. A strange sight suddenly catches your attention. A simple orb of glass appears before you, almost within your reach. Floating inside it is an ornate silver key with a glistening golden tip. You start to reach for it, but you are suddenly distracted by movement from below. A shadowy figure appears within the cascade of the mirror. It raises a hand as if to touch the looking glass from the other side. You are coming back now. You are waking up in 3, 2, and 1. You have piqued someone's interest.